And so the term influx, what the writings state is that when you think of influx, do not think of a pitcher of wine being poured into a glass. That's not what influx is, but it does convey that idea, just the term. So from a higher to a lower position. So there is a few things associated with the term influx. Influx is communication, and communication is by means of correspondence. So these are kind of technical terms in the writings. Correspondence means co-responding. So the idea is more like resonance. So if you pluck a guitar string, other strings will respond, even though they don't have physical contact with each other. There's a responsiveness that occurs there due to a corresponding vibrationary relationship. That's not a perfect way of understanding it, but it's probably a more helpful way of understanding it than water being poured or some fluid being poured from one vessel into another. So the whole work is about bringing the natural through effort as of self into alignment with our understanding of what is good and true. And as that is done, so there is more resonance between the higher and the lower, to the point where when the natural is placed into order, then what is higher is able to be represented through the lower. And it appears as if the higher is present in the lower. But those levels are always discrete. They don't merge. So there isn't a point of contact as such. It's always resonance is the way to think about it. An illustration can be thoughts compared to the sounds that I articulate those thoughts into being present in the physical realm. So you hear the sounds, those sounds correspond to thought, but sound is not thought. It's a representation of it, a representation of what I'm thinking. And then there's a whole process of your hearing and uptake of it. And then that's a whole other realm again. And the other one, of course, is emotion being expressed in the musculature of the face. Now, that's not the emotion. What you see is not the emotion, but there's a correspondence between what's felt and what's expressed. And because we have experience of that correspondence, we can know what is being represented to us so far as the other person's state is concerned.